Books on Tape presents The Keeper's Son by Homer Hickam, read by Michael Kramer. Prologue. The old wicker rocker creaked as Josh pushed back and forth in it, back and forth, back and forth, his bare feet slapping against the boards of the piser with each rock. His chin rested on his chest, and his hands restlessly worked up and down the arms of the chair. Every minute seemed to last an hour, and it was only 9 in the morning. According to the chart his father had told him to follow, sunset would occur 15 minutes after 6, and then civil twilight 25 minutes later. That meant there were nearly 10 unending hours that had to pass until he could do what he most wanted to do, what he had always wanted to do. Josh was not a boy who cared much for waiting, especially not today. It was going to be one of the most important days in his life, but first darkness had to come. Today, September 12th, 1924, Josh would light the lamp in the Killikete Lighthouse, and he would do it all by himself. Before Josh lay an apron of brown sand and the vast great Atlantic Ocean, but he did not look at the blue-gray sea as either vast or great. It was simply his front yard, and had been for all of the 14 years of his life. The tall spire of the Killikete Lighthouse cast its shadow across the sand toward the keeper's house, as a porch was called on the island. As the day wore on and the sun sank lower, Josh knew the shadow of the tower would gradually move until it pointed at the ocean. Then, just before the shadow dissolved into the encroaching darkness, he would follow the schedule his father kept every day of every week, of every month, of every year. He would climb the 266 steps of the black iron staircase that spiraled inside the tower, carrying with him a 3-gallon can of kerosene. Along the way, he would pass the brass plaque his grandfather, the second keeper of the Killikete Light, had placed at the third landing. It was in